Fulton Focus never sleeps, and neither does the Fulton County Fire Department. We're joined today by Fulton County Fire Department Deputy Chief Jack Butler. Thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about common sense and safety, fire safety in particular, around the holidays. Do you as a fireman see increased calls this time of year, and why does that end up happening?
Well, yes, we do see increased call. One of the reasons is there's a lot of cooking that goes on this time of year. And one of the things about cooking is you have to stay there and watch it while it cooks. Unattended cooking is one of the major reasons for fires during this time of the year.
Just put on a big pan of something and go out and get taken away from that by a football game or opening a present or something, and the next thing you know, you have a grease fire out of control in your kitchen.
Only take a few seconds. Those few seconds of distraction can cost you a lot when it comes to property and injuries and in some cases, death.
Let's talk a little bit about Christmas trees. I know a lot of people use artificial trees, but traditionalists are still going out, buying a tree that's been chopped down and bringing it home, setting it up in their house and putting lights on it. What do people need to watch out when it comes to their Christmas trees?
Well, the first thing is Christmas trees are just like humans. We absolutely need water in order to stay vibrant and, in our case, to live. So keep that water in that tree. Check it daily. And the other things with Christmas trees is your lights. You want to make sure that you're not using lights that are not UL rated. You do not want to leave those lights on all night on that tree. So those are some of the things that contribute to fires when it comes to trees. You know, it's dry and brittle, easily to catch fire.
And I had a friend a number of years back who actually caused a major fire in their house by accidentally dragging a dry Christmas tree out of the house and accidentally dragging it across a pilot light on the top of a stove. And people need to know they don't need that Christmas tree in the house after December 25th.
No, you really need to get it out after the holidays is over with, dispose of it. There's various things within the neighborhoods that you can use to dispose that tree of, various companies.
Not the least of which, of course, is Fulton County, which offers a few services after the holidays for people to bring their Christmas trees into. We're talking holiday safety, holiday fire safety, with Fulton County Fire Department Deputy Chief Jack Butler. And Jack, you were a fireman before you were deputy chief, I'm guessing.
Yes, indeed. Came up through the ranks.
So you've been in and out of house fires, and you've probably seen a lot of small tragedies in your life over the years.
Yes, unfortunately I have.
So when we're talking about fire safety, we can say, well, I'm going to use the same Christmas tree lights grandma used. You've walked in and out of houses where people have lost their lives because of fires like that.
Yes, indeed. And that's why when you inspecting your lights, you have frayed cords and different things like that, get rid of them. That is not a headache you want.
Obviously, Christmas time, the holidays, not specifically holiday related, but it's cold out. And so people start using fireplaces. Maybe they want to build a fire in the fireplace to when they have people over for the holidays. People that don't use fireplaces very much need to be kind of careful, don't they?
Yes. And the first order of business with fireplaces is getting that annual inspection. Making sure you get a company to inspect that fireplace. That's the first order of business.
And if somebody's going to inspect your fireplace, if they're reputable, are they going to basically go all up and down whatever the flue is that you have? I mean, how does that process work?
I mean, they're going to be up there on top of your house, and they're going to be, cleaning it and checking for cracks and things like that in the lining of the pipes.
What about space heaters? And probably more people using space heaters than are using fireplaces in this day and age. People use fireplaces mostly for aesthetic reasons. They don't really heat effectively. But a lot of people we do have using gas, kerosene, electric space heaters. What are some common sense things people need to know about life around space heaters?
Well, space heaters, again, the main thing with space heaters, they need space also. And it is recommended that space heaters have 3 foot of clearance all the way around them. Remember that. Make sure your space heater has a UL rating, and that's Underwriters Laboratory tested. Make sure they have three feet of space all the way around them. That is the main thing. If you give them that space, they will heat the space that they're around safely.
And if you don't, the statistics that I saw from your office show that a huge amount of house fires and a huge amount of fatal house fires happen because of poorly secured space heaters.
Yes, I mean, you can look at, I think the statistics speaks to three out of every fire that is started during this winter time is going to be started around, in and around that space heater. So that's a statistic that we know if you don't give it space, it will start a fire. And all we have to do is adhere to the education that we're trying to give you as the public. You know, change that behavior and everything generally will be fine.
So we're around the holiday season, wintertime, as a fireman, as someone who has firemen reporting to him, sending people into harm's way on a daily basis. If you could tell the public two or three things to remember, what are the most important two or three things for people to think about on a daily basis?
Well, I think the first thing is just, you know, I don't really use the word common sense a lot, because in order to have common sense, you have to have sense about what you're talking about. And a lot of people don't, you know.
Common sense isn't common.
That's exactly it. So the things that I would say is look at what you're doing from the ignition source, whether you're cooking, whether you're using your fireplace. Look at the safety means. You have websites out there, firesafety.gov website that will talk to you about all of the safety things you need around this winter season. So those would be the things, is to go and do a little research just on the safety aspect of things. You know, space heaters, smoke detectors, and having an escape plan. You know, when you look at your smoke detector, that gives you early warning. You look at your fire escape plan, that gives you a plan to get out and stay out. Okay, when you look at your space heaters, we know those things cause fire. So those would be three things that I would say that you definitely want to try to make sure you're aware of this winter season.
Well, that is all solid advice. We're talking with Fulton County Deputy Fire Chief Jack Butler on the holiday edition of Fulton Focus. And Deputy Chief, if we have somebody out there listening that might be interested in becoming a fireman someday, did you just always want to be a fireman, or how did that come to you, and what do you recommend to a young person that might be looking at a career like yours?
Well, it didn't just come to me. I really didn't grow up thinking I would be a fireman. It became an opportunity that I saw and I took. But the first thing I would say is get that education. Get that four-year degree. Those are the things that will help you have longevity in this business.
Get that four-year degree, and if you're going to be a fireman, you better be in pretty good shape. You can't be flabby like me.
Well, you definitely want to be in shape, but that's for life. That's no matter what you're doing and where you're doing it. You want to try to be in shape.
Well, Deputy Chief Butler, I certainly appreciate you taking the time today to talk with us about some very real safety issues and also candidly about the life of a firefighter. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.